200,000 years after that, in about 400,000 years ago, there's absolutely no question at all that humans were living in Europe. Thousands of hand axes have come from the Thames and the Somme, as I told you in an earlier lecture, because humans were now living in major river valleys and at strategic locations where game abounded. The issue here, as it always has been for hunter-gatherers, is to live in places, or at least anchor yourself, to permanent sources of water, to places where food resources of all kinds are as predictable as is possible. For example, marshlands where grass for thatch for houses or for shelters exists, or where you can acquire edible roots year-round, where perhaps you can trap birds, or certainly where game comes to drink. Well, where game comes to drink is where you hunt them. We have, fortunately, an example. A 500,000-year-old example. A site called Box Grove in southern England. Box Grove was a very strategic site. It's a place where once, and today it was a quarry, where a shallow lake lay at the foot of a 300-foot cliff. This shallow lake appears to have been a waterhole for animals large and small. Rhinoceros, bison, deer, horse, and smaller animals as well. The evidence that Homo erectus butchered these large animals is absolutely indisputable. Why? Because the bones of these animals have been found in a deposit by the lake with clear signs of cut marks from stone tools. Furthermore, they hunted some of these animals. Why? Because a shoulder blade of a horse found at the site has in it a hole, which clearly was made by a sharp pointed spear, probably a wooden spear. It's a 2-inch hole made by microscopic examination, they tell us, by a spinning wooden spear. These guys knew how to hunt, but the art of it was very tricky. Contemplate, if you will, for the moment, hunting with just a wooden spear. What is the accurate range of a wooden spear? Probably about, from me to the camera person over there, maybe 20 feet. Because you've got to hit that animal in an absolutely vital spot. Or you're not going to kill it. You might wound it, but you won't kill it. So what have you got to do? You've got to get really up close and personal with that animal through your skill at stalking. Literally, you've got to jump on that animal to kill it. But with large, formidable beasts, there's only two other strategies that'll work. One is to dig a pit and hope it will fall in. And the second one is to drive animals over cliffs. All of you are familiar with the Paleo-Indian bison kills of the plains, the famous epic bison drives. Here at Box Grove is a cliff. At the foot of the cliff are the bones of animals by a shallow lake. It's entirely possible that here for the first time, Homo erectus would drive animals over the cliff, perhaps using fire, and then when they were helplessly wounded at the bottom, would get close and kill them. How do we know they had wooden spears? How do we know there was any grounds for that 2-inch hole being a spear, apart from microscopic examination? Another find dramatically proves it. This time from an open coal mine at Schoningen in northern Germany. So many important archaeological sites are made by accident. And at this early period, where you're dealing with gravels and so on from river valleys, many of these finds do come from quarries. At Schoningen, by sheer accident, a number of long wooden spears, not stone implements, but wooden spears, by the accident of preservation, survived in the Schoningen quarry. These are 400,000 years
old.